Single fatherhood has been ready for prime time for a while. Just read the subtitles.
I'm gonna hate this movie.
How can you be so sure?
It's got subtitles.
Excuse me, but NPR called Hiroshima La Poubelle an enchanting journey of self-discovery.
Well, they're not gonna call it a two-hour French snooze fest for pompous buckets.
Men raising kids has been the premise of sitcoms long before Two and a Half Men. Lately, with the cautionary note, don't try this at home.
And with Charlie Sheen. But single fatherhood is growing, according to the U.S. Census. The traditional American family gets another revision and a different cast. Uncle Daddy Dudes. No laugh track needed. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We want to hear from all you single dads out there on this Wednesday, June 15th. Later this hour, we're going to have a conversation about the increasing number of single fathers, census data says, over the last 10 years. Also, we're going to take a look at some controversial Pakistani arrests of people who helped the CIA and Muslim Americans react to that GOP debate.
Well, let's go to Pakistan first. Our partner, The New York Times, reports that Pakistan has arrested some informants who fed the CIA information in the months leading up to the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. One, reportedly an army major who copied the license plates of cars that visited bin Laden's hideout. Another, the owner of a safe house that was rented to the CIA for surveillance. Pakistani officials deny the arrest of the army major, but they do say they've arrested 30 to 40 people who may have helped the CIA. Also this morning, U.S. officials say the terrorist who was the linchpin in the hunt for bin Laden has been released from a Pakistani prison and has rejoined al-Qaeda. So how bad is the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan at this moment? When members of the Senate Intelligence Committee asked Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell to rate Pakistan's cooperation on a scale of 1 to 10, his reply was 3.
I wonder who gets a perfect 10 in that one, though. The U.S. has its hands full in Yemen. The CIA is reporting this morning that building a secret airbase in the Persian Gulf region will target terrorists in Yemen. That's in case a new government takes over in that country and bans U.S. forces from hunting lethal al-Qaeda factions there. This morning, officials in Yemen say Islamic militants with al-Qaeda ties launched a surprise attack and seized parts of a southern city. A second round of hearings on Capitol Hill today looking into the radicalization of Muslims in the U.S. Congressman Peter King, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, a Republican, says today's hearing focuses on Muslims who turn radical in prison.
There are a number of prisoners who go into jail, they are radicalized, they become converted to Islam, and then to a radical form of Islam, and emerge from prison as terrorists.
First round of hearings drew protests from religious and civil rights groups.
A congressional report released today shows the Justice Department allowed more than 2,000 guns to flow illegally into Mexico. Two of them were found at the murder scene of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. It was an operation called Fast and Furious, where U.S. agents sold guns to the Mexican cartels in order to trace where they went. But Congressman Daryl Issa says the feds lost track of most of those guns and only arrested about two dozen low-level cartel members.
It wasn't just a program that made mistakes. It was a program that was a mistake.
A report out yesterday said 70% of guns found at Mexican crime scenes came from the U.S.
Wisconsin Supreme Court rules a law stripping collective bargaining privileges from most public workers can take effect. A federal judge upholds an earlier decision that the Proposition 8 ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling said the gay judge was not required to recuse himself. That wildfire out west now, the largest in Arizona's history, with more than 1 million acres burned. And Pandora, the popular online music streaming service, valued at $2.5 billion ahead of its initial public offering. Asian markets mostly down this morning. European indices down. Futures down on Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,076, the S&P at 1,287, and the NASDAQ at 2,678. Looking ahead to Father's Day this morning, we'll look at the dad that often doesn't get that much attention, the single dad. How are their issues different from other dads or other so-called traditional families? Call us if you're a single dad. We want to hear your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, another slice of reaction to that GOP debate. Muslim Americans take a look at some controversial remarks.